This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. I do know I'm here, and I know that the ladies are here as well. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner here to bring you the effects of doing this radio program for a long time. Hundreds of communities, hundreds of radio stations carry this program, and it's nice to know you can follow us also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show, so help yourself to that. You want to know more about the ladies? That's a good place to find it. You can actually learn a lot about me and the ladies by their reaction to some of the things that I say. For example, a question we get also, where I'm looking around at things that would be unusual, Jay, for us to post on our social media. And as a farmer, I think I would ask the question and see what sort of response we get as to whether a pig can live with goats. I think that's something we're discussing on the farm. Can pigs live with goats? I don't know. I would think so. All right, well,
but I'm not a farmer.
I understand. So let's just find out. We'll get to that.
I love that she feels compelled to say, but I'm not a farmer.
But
just
I'm not
in case
a farmer,
there are right? any preconceived notions.
Right.
Well, we have one of the sites that I look at every day is the Mass Livestock and Farm Classifieds, and one of the members has four roosters.
Are you looking for a girlfriend, or what are you doing?
I'm so confused now. Wait, what?
Yeah, this is a web every
single
day.
Single white farmer looking for a hot chick or something.
I look
like that.
At all of these. I tell you, I got 14, 15 different things I look at every day, and one of them is a website for farmers, and this one has...
Is it farmers only?
No, that's a dating site.
Right.
This is for
they should just
animals.
Combine dating and auction stuff and like classifieds.
Yeah. Right. This is a person has four roosters in need of a new home. They're either going to a new home or to the soup pot. So this lady says they are starting to crow and they're good size. So come there free. Somebody last night, a rooster found its way to the farm. We have, I don't know, four or five roosters. You met a couple of them when you were there last
mm-hmm.
summer, Victoria.
Yeah.
One of them chased your husband around. Ooh, no!
That was, actually, that wasn't even a rooster. That was just a really nice, fluffy chicken minding
fluffy
its own
chicken.
Business. And right. Lewis was just paralyzed and couldn't move.
Right. Well, so we have a few. So somebody dumped off a rooster. There's a sharp incline and a sharp corner as you approach the farm from the west. And so people have for years just animals, mostly chickens and things like that. But every once in a while we've gotten some other four-legged animals that just get dropped off. They'll go into the driveway because there are gates in the driveway. They'll come into the gate. They'll drop off the animal, and then they'll leave because they figure this would be a good home. Who knows where this rooster came from? I don't know where the rooster came from. But this big white rooster showed up yesterday and was making all kinds of racket. And we have guinea hens. And if you've ever seen a guinea hen or heard a guinea hen, they are the noisiest things. I'm speaking to people who are on the farm, and maybe it doesn't mean anything to anybody else, but they're sort of the watchdogs, if you'll pardon the pun, of the farm. Whenever anything new comes in or anything's out of place, they go screaming to whatever that object is or whoever that person is. There's about a dozen of them on the farm, and they just get together and they just head like an arrow almost to whatever is unusual or different that they aren't used to. And the noise they make, the racket, unbelievable. So anyway, that's how you know. Maybe if you don't want to have one of those, what do they do, the back door or the front door things, you push the button and the camera goes on and you take a picture.
The ring doorbell?
Ring doorbell, right. Maybe instead of that you're going to have one of these chickens or a rooster around there.
So you're not going to be rescuing these roosters is what you're telling us.
No, well, this rooster's going to stay. No, I don't know.
No, the ones that you just read about
that
are either
going
to be soup They're going to be Coco Vin or living on someone's farm.
Yeah, not mine. I got enough. Thanks very much. The fact that there's a study that I want Victoria to go through for the ladies and for everybody else who has not heard this. This is sort of, I feel vindicated. We're at the business of vindicating what my thoughts or expressions are, but I am pretty much death on current education. Maybe that's a little harsh, but I'm not a fan of the way people are learning these days. And what's happening when your brain is not engaged because everything is at your fingertips. If you've got a phone, an iPhone, you got a computer or whatever it is. And how many times, even during the program, just last hour, we Googled what was the status of the guy who was Dancing with the Stars, right? We went to Google it. And so when people Google things, this has been one of the most impactful words and experiences probably in my lifetime. The addition of Google to the
vernacular.
You sound
very Russian when you say Google. You're putting a lot of phlegm in there, right?
Yeah. Come on, Google. Well, anyway, so this study finds that your brain is not working as well. Duh. Because you can use a search engine, so you don't have to look anything up. You don't have to learn anything. It's right there. So how dangerous is this, Victoria, when you really get down to our cognitive mind? We're supposed to go to school to develop our mind, and that is not happening. People are getting really lazy. I don't know. Maybe you probably figure this out anyway, because it kind of seems obvious.
When I was a kid, reading comprehension was a big focus.
Big deal.
So, you understand what you're reading, right? And so, essentially, just to bring everyone up to speed, if you didn't hear the tech report, there's a new study that claims Googling information makes us actually more likely to forget what we've Googled. They call it digital amnesia. Yeah. They call it digital amnesia or the Google effect. And essentially, this is sort of how the human brain is wired. We are deeply inclined to be lazy. Our human brains only want to use the bare minimal the bare minimum output. And so if you don't have to open a textbook and read through something to find what you're looking for, or like back in the day you would open up an encyclopedia at the library, if you're not doing that kind of physical tactile research, your brain is not remembering.
I
what
had
you're
a
finding.
Whole set of Encyclopedia Britannica when I grew up in the house. So I look things up. That's how I learn things. Anyway,
it's funny. Those are almost obsolete now, right? Nobody uses that kind of stuff. I mean, you had to go to the library, look in the card catalog, go get a book, pull it out.
Yeah, the
making notes about things. Right. Yeah. I mean, those things are so obsolete. But I don't know. I don't know how you guys feel, but the way that I learn, and I know there are people who have to hear things, have to see things, have to write things. The way I used to have to study in school was with flashcards. I always had to look something up, write it down.
I'm a visual
and
rabbit, too.
Stick in my brain if I could do it that way.
Yeah,
I remember
when they
cards
test you to see
math.
If you're a visual or audible learner, I was not a good audible learner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, agreed.
It was the math flashcards, 2 + 2. I remember those. They were on Oak Tag. Do you even know what Oak Tag is? Oak Tag is
on
form
tree?
Of refined. Yeah,
they carved it into a tree.
No,
back in the day for you.
I love how you put me in my place.
Well, what was it like when you got indoor plumbing?
The one-room schoolhouse with the tree is the chalkboard.
The one-room schoolhouse across the street from where I live.
See, I'm never that far off.
No. It's now a Quaker meeting house, but it was the one-room schoolhouse for this part of town. And I know the fellow who's my second father went to school there from the first grade to the eighth grade. And that would have been he was born 1904, so would have been, 1910 to 1916 or so. Anyway, I find...
So wait, tell us
Oak Tag. Your mother, Nancy, would know what it is probably. It is from an oak tree, and it is cardboard that's stiffer than it will last, whereas, common cardboard, and it has a finish on it. So that you could print in bold letters whatever the spelling lesson was.
You were writing on this?
No, they were flashcards. So if you were learning your math, 2 + 2.
Pre-printed math flashcards.
Yeah, right. 2 + 2 is 4.
I'm talking about writing my own flashcards, I can quiz myself.
The front of it was 2 + 2, and the back side said 4.
Four,
so you flip it over if you were learning 6 + 6 is 12, that kind of stuff.
lot of the memorizing math stuff. Teachers would stand in front of the class and go, you know, and then the kids would go, Fuller, and then they turn it over and you're right. And then if you're the dumb kid like me who shouted 8 because you were super confident in yourself, but not in your math skills.
Very good. Want to know who's hiring? These are the sort of, those of you who are looking for a new job, there's a survey out from ZipRecruiter and not Zillow. What's the other one? I saw this. What's the one that we advertise?
Indeed.
Indeed, right. Okay, yeah. So ZipRecruiter and Indeed have come up with a list of the people, and it's not people, but the jobs people are most needed for at the moment around the country. What do you think the number one job is? That is the need for more of these than anything else.
Full-time drivers?
Job. No. Customer service representatives.
Oh, it's interesting. I was going to say something in the restaurant industry. Yep. I feel like everybody in the restaurant industry.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right. And the average ask for pay around America for these jobs, $21 to $23 an hour.
Jeez.
How about that?
You can afford that. I believe that. Yep. Especially if you have to deal with people, because people are so rude anymore.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. But what about from the business side? That's a lot of money for businesses to pay.
It is.
Well, I think it depends on how big your company is. Like, if you work for a large corporation that can staff a big department of customer service, then 21 to 20, what did you say, 21 to 25
21
bucks?
21 to 20, yeah. 21 okay. to 24 for that.
I mean, that's like, what, 40 grand a year? 45?
That's not a lot of money.
That's not a lot of money, no.
No. All right, so here's the next biggest, number two on the list, sales support. People
what does that
who
mean?
Are, it is, it, well, it's a, if you're working in customer service, it's sort of somebody that's behind the counter, I think, in essence. Not unlike, it's the public, dealing with the public, mm-hmm. much as anything else. Kind of like the customer service person, the service person, customer, either remote or in the store. I just find it very interesting to look at all the sales jobs that are around where people are making $20 an hour. Here's one for 21. Here's one for 28. Here's one for 30. A business services administrator. That's another one in the top 10, that sort of thing. So it's just interesting to see. There's so much that nobody should be on unemployment if you're able to work. Everybody ought to be working 18 after the hour.
Gallatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's find out what's going on here in the world of social media trending issues. 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay is in charge of this info, which brings us to David Beckham. I always thought he was one of the more... that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yep.
He's the most overrated, overplayed...
Oh, come on.
Overrated what?
Yeah,
does he even have a job? So. I thought he was just pretty.
I don't know what he does now, but it's fine with me.
Wife. Yeah, okay.
He married the wrong Victoria. But
wrong
anyway,
who?
Continue,
what
Jay.
What about Lewis, please?
Oh, he knows. He's well aware.
Really? Two-timing Victoria. All right, so what's Beckham up to is the bottom line question here, Jay.
He handed over social media accounts, especially Instagram, to a Ukrainian doctor who goes by the name Irina. Well, that's her first name. No last name was given to protect identity. But she's the one that is taking over his Instagram, kind of shining a light on what's happening in Ukraine from the ground, from medical personnel, how it was the first few days. Yeah, the first few days.
How do you do that? How do you just would you give somebody a password? Is that how you do it? How would you do that?
Well, yeah.
What would be the mechanism?
You log in.
Yeah. Okay. Just wondering.
And so she's been saying what everything's been like and how normally Irina is the, she does child anesthesia. She's an anesthesiologist. She's been helping women deliver babies. There's
how does
been
Rebecca
a lot,
know her? What's the connection?
Well, he's big in with UNICEF, and so this is to help bring in donations for UNICEF. I'm not sure exactly how he got linked
connected
to her. But she's been talking about how in the first couple of days it was really hard because you're trying to figure out how to save lives, and you have newborn babies who are premature in the NICU care, and they have to be on life-saving equipment that cannot be moved. And so you still had to, you couldn't go seek shelter anywhere with a lot of these young patients, and just really shining a light of the doctors who are still on the ground there helping people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next up, I don't really always pronounce this lady's name correctly, but I really am fascinated by her. It's Bialik, right? Am I doing that correctly?
Yeah, you got the last name right, Mayim Bialik. So there's something going around social media. It's CBD gummies, and they're calling them Mayim Bialik CBD gummies. Like, she's endorsed them. They're hers. She stands by this product. Well, all of that is false. And she has been taken to her own socials saying, no, I do not endorse these CBD gummies. I do not endorse any CBD gummies. I don't really have a desire to. And if you are following this link thinking that I'm a part of it, well, you are mistaken. And she said that she's tried numerous times to get this page taken down, to get her name taken away from everything.
That seems really illegal.
So far, no luck, really. So she's just trying to turn to her audience base.
There's a whole thing. I was watching Shark Tank last Friday, and they had a whole 60-second spot devoted to telling the audience to be careful of things that say that they are Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. Yep.
All five of them were in the spot. How do people get away with that? I see them on my email all the time. There's a Shark Tank thing almost every day, and apparently they're all just false. How do these people get away with that?
Well, and also, disclaimer, never buy anything directly from social media. Go to actual websites, because sometimes it's not the correct link, and you're going to get had and taken for.
And they're all fake websites, Doug, to answer your question. And they just pump out these products with labels on them, and they just know that they can shut down and start something new as soon as someone comes after them legally.
Yeah. All right. Well, words of the wise, as they say.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia says it told U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan that President Biden's decision to label Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal has put Russian-American relations on the verge of rupture. Biden's comments came weeks after opening an investigation into possible war crimes by Russia against its neighbor Ukraine. Republican Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb vetoed a bill Monday that would have banned transgender girls from taking part in girls' sports in schools. Holcomb's action set him apart from 11 other Republican governors who in recent years signed similar bills into law. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned President Biden, saying his efforts to revive the Iran nuclear deal would be catastrophic and a dangerous development.
To have the Ayatollahs have nuclear weapons is the most dangerous development on the world scene that we could possibly imagine. But that's exactly where this deal is leading.
USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
For years, mainstream media and Democrat leaders have been lying about Hunter Biden's laptop, all in the name of protecting their guy, over the truth. Now that the laptop has been confirmed as authentic, containing incriminating evidence against the Biden family, and may have also altered a presidential election because of the truth being hidden. Podcaster Joe Rogan calls out President Biden for lying.
New York Times just now is admitting that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. And, remember from the debates with Trump bringing it up to Biden and Biden saying it's it's a lie.
Yeah.
A flat out lie.
Yeah.
Everybody knew it was a lie. The New York Post had that story that was banned from Twitter, which was just outright crazy, that one of the oldest newspapers in the country.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody's going to go back and apologize to them.
No, no one's apologized.
Grocery store workers in California are in discussions to go on strike.
Thousands of grocery store workers in Southern and Central California are deciding on whether to authorize a strike. The vote involves about 47,000 workers who work in hundreds of stores owned by either Kroger or Albertsons. The latest three-year deal ended earlier this month. No agreement was reached before the contract expired. The potential strike would include grocery clerks, meat cutters, and pharmacists. Results of the vote will be released this coming Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ken Kronhaus, the great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. With no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 at the hour here on the DJV program. Lots of info, lots of help. We're all about being helpful, having a good time, bringing you what the best and the worst, I guess, is of any day. And brings around something interesting, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Do you like something that somebody else doesn't? Doing things, like maybe the job stuff. I was thinking about this when we were talking about job and careers that are available, what the work is, how much they get paid. What makes somebody good at being on the radio, for example? Somebody good as a truck driver. Somebody good in any chosen field. I've heard, through my life, when I get enthusiastic about something. I mean, people say to me, what do you like about the farm? It's so dirty, the animals smell, that sort of thing. And then they'd say, well, why do you like to be on the radio? Isn't it scary to talk to all those people? And so I think about that in terms of what I'm good at, and then I think about what you're good at, and whether you're honest. How many people find, how many people search for what they're really good at, or what they're really interested in, or do you settle for what's easy? I think that that's something that maybe as there are more opportunities available these days, you ought to think more seriously about whether you're spending the bulk of your time doing things that, A, you like, and, B, you're good at.
Well, what about right place, right time?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but I would say resignation is what Doug is talking about. A lot of people are having or have already had that exact moment of, you know what, I've now spent time with my family. I've had dinner every night with my kids, and I don't want to be a slave to a commute anymore. I don't want to do a job that I'm miserable at. And a lot of people have quit and started their own businesses or moved to a different job.
Yeah, well, it's just
priorities have shifted from because of COVID.
Yeah, right. That Boeing 737 that belonged to China Eastern or Western, I guess it was China Eastern Airlines. Did you see the video? I think yesterday somebody said they saw this. It wasn't floating down. It went straight down.
It looked like a rocket going straight down.
Straight down. At 385 miles an hour, it hit the surface of this mountain range. But it didn't run into the mountain range. It just dropped out of the sky. And obviously everybody in it, just you can't imagine the horror, and I don't mean to underscore that, but it went from 22,000 feet to the ground in seconds. It was like, not full throttle, because full throttle is almost about 600 miles an hour, but still. And would you ever be able to find...
It was a minute and a half from when there was problems to them being on the ground. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I also have to ask, regarding the video and the photos that have been going around, why is that even necessary to have to put online, on the Internet? That why do people have to see it? Think of the family members who have to see this.
People don't think about that stuff, Jay. They're not thinking.
There's so many stories. Like the Ukraine father who knew his wife and children were killed because he saw it on Twitter and he recognized his children's bodies on the ground. Or like with what Kobe Bryant's widow had to go through trying to get with the police who released the photos. Bob Saget, how we kept talking about how the judge put a halt to certain information getting out. Well, that information is the photo and videos. At what point do we say, just give us the information, we don't need to see it?
I think you're right about that. Meanwhile, a fellow named Shane Matthew, who is a veteran fighting for the English Army, was two tours in Afghanistan. He's in Ukraine training the soldiers there.
And the citizens, too. Yeah, he's training regular citizens who've just shown up and said, all right, teach me how to fire a gun.
Is this putting a target on his back? Do you think that the Russian troops would have a picture of him and they'd be looking for him? Is that sort of,
I don't know.
This is dangerous for this fellow. Good for him that he's training, helping the fight, the people that are trying to fight, push the Russians out. They're obviously doing a better job than the Russians. Ukrainians are maybe not trained, but they get a lot of starch.
Well, that's what he's saying. And yeah, and he's volunteering, like you said, to train the citizens. And he said that he was interviewed by the Times of London. That's how this has become like international news. He said that there was a 12-man Russian foot patrol, and they entered into an area where he had trained the citizens in Kyiv. And he said that the Russian soldiers immediately started panicking as soon as the firing began. And he said that they were mostly all killed, and a few of them ran away. And he said when he was in Afghanistan, he said the Taliban were much better fighters than the Russian soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
And he said the civilians, the Ukrainian civilians, were just, they are so much better, even though they don't have the training. That, he said tactically they're inferior, but he said that they've taken massive amounts of ground from the Russians. So, and I think that's just the Ukrainian willpower at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think...
Well, they have more to fight for, right? I mean, of course, it's their home, so...
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. that comes to mind as you think about the Taliban, and they were our enemies, but they were the Russians' enemies as well. And we've had these back and forth things with the Russians. How we've had normal relations.
Well, we could fight with the Russians against terrorists. That was one thing that we were lined up on. They didn't like the extreme Islamic terror that was going on, and so that was one place where there was agreement where we actually fought alongside the Russians on that.
Well, look at what we do with the Chinese. I mean, they're our enemies, but they look at how much our economy almost depends on them, what they do for us, how big their market is to buy our stuff, that sort of thing. Interesting, the U.S., by the way, restricting the visas now of Chinese officials who have been accused of repressive acts against the religious minorities in China. That hand-in-hand with the government of Myanmar being declared an enemy of humanity because of the genocide there. This is something that we haven't talked much about lately. 700,000 basically Buddhists have fled from Myanmar to Bangladesh because of the widespread purge. They're doing the same with the Muslims there as the Chinese are doing with the Muslims in China. It's this Muslim purge now is it a backlash to, you know, we oftentimes made in our movies since September 11th, the bad guys are Muslims. And yet there are, if you understand the Muslim religion, the real interpretation of the Quran is very peaceful. It's the nutbirds that interpret it the way that they do that creates the problem. But most of the Muslims that I've come across, what I know, is that there's much more peace there in terms of their own tradition and what they want out of life. Did you ladies find that same thing?
Of course,
you know,
yeah.
Muslims, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, that's why they're called extremists, you know, the ones who are just twisting the any religious text, you know, anyone who does that, and we've seen many examples of it around, you know, the world, you know, Christianity.
Genocide, you mean?
Christianity has certainly, I mean,
awful.
You know,
Horrible.
The Holy Wars,
yes,
you know, no, I know it's a long ways back, but people don't, you know, necessarily bring that up anymore. But, you know, in the name of religion, there nothing has created more bloodshed, right? I mean, there's just, what else has been more powerful than something being fought in the name of religion or ideology? I can't think of anything.
The Disneyland folks have closed their Shanghai Disney operation because of COVID, as we're in China. The Chinese acknowledgement here has been lukewarm to a problem which apparently is huge. If Disney is shutting down their Disneyland in China, that's really what they're doing. They've closed it because of the growing number of COVID cases over there. So is it just a question of time before this is supposedly the third time they've had to close this thing down for a month or two in China? See, that's why you know the Chinese are lying about the numbers. When this sort of thing gets out, that they, you know, they can't, how are they going to keep this quiet? If they have this much, they've had three incidents of this in the past 2 years. They've had to close Disneyland in China. And so when they tell you we only have lost 4,000 or 5,000 people, you know that that's just incredibly wrong.
It's propaganda. I mean, it's not just inaccurate. That's just propaganda.
Yeah.
Unless they're counting, I mean, not that I'm defending because I don't know what their real numbers are. And clearly they've lied about everything at every turn. But, you know, our country overcounted just like their country undercounted. Yeah. And so our country, I mean, I don't know if you guys saw that story about how many kids died from COVID. They said it was a coding error that they grossly misinformed people about how many children were infected with COVID. That happened this week. They've overcounted people that had multiple comorbidities. I mean, I'm not saying it's not something that should have been serious, but we made policy decisions about schools closing and businesses closing based on numbers that were overinflated. So maybe at the same time, while we tried to overinflate, China is trying to, you know, underinflate by saying, well, this one guy died from just COVID, but grandma over here who had diabetes and died from COVID, we're not going to count her,
Well, just I'm looking at these at the numbers. They're crazy. There's a new study also out finding that J&J, the vaccine, is durable and effective, even though there is some question about it. Yesterday I was talking about going into the pharmacy and asking about my fourth shot, and he said, don't get it. And so I was asking him about other things, what was more effective. He's given more Pfizer shots than anything else. Moderna, he says, and Pfizer are exactly the same thing, basically right down to the molecular structure of it. But J&J is different. We all know that because it came from, you know, sort of the old way of doing things, coming up with vaccines. But this research that's in the medical journal, Journal of American Medical Association, finds the J&J shot 76% effective in preventing COVID, 81% in preventing COVID-related hospitalizations. So that's kind of right up there. What was Pfizer and Moderna were...
Well, the thing that's interesting is that at first Pfizer, I think, was in the 90s of preventing hospitalization and severe infection. The interesting thing, though, is because the J&J shot was done, I saw a doctor talking about this yesterday on TV, because this was done the way that, like, the polio vaccine was, instead of the mRNA, that new technology teaches your body how to respond, and the J&J shot, like any other traditional vaccine, just fights the virus itself. It's not concerned with teaching your body how to deal with it. The vaccine itself does it. And so it was kind of surprising that J&J had this really sort of remarkable data that showed that it had the lowest breakthrough infection rate of all the vaccines. Mm-hmm. That's impressive. And the fact that, now I know Dr. Fauci had said, and a lot of people have said now too, J&J should have been two shots from the beginning, but it was only one. But this also explains why New York City, 90% of people in New York City got the J&J single shot. And they had very few breakthrough rates of infection. New York City has been really handling it really well all through Omicron. So it kind of correlates with the fact that most of them got J&J.
Yeah.
Well, it got such bad press, though. People were really upset about J&J.
Yeah. Blood clots and,
Yeah, right. It's, again, back to what's propaganda and what's real news and what's the real story. We hopefully find them for you here on the DJV program, 48 past the hour.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Yeah. Time to shake, rattle, and roll into Dr. Jack Stockwell's life here as a service to humanity and mankind. And Jack Stockwell from his clinic in Salt Lake City, always my friend, always your friend, because he's got a very interesting and educated spin on how to handle your medical issues and problems, because we all have them, right?
He's even got them.
How do you, what do you do when you need to go to the doctor? I don't think I've ever asked you that. What do you need?
Well, I had some root canal problems taken care of a number of years ago.
Yeah.
And in an area of my mouth where they wanted to put in an implant, the dentist wouldn't do it because I had some buildup inside of one of my sinuses. And I wasn't even aware of it, except I noticed I couldn't breathe as well through one nostril as the other. So I went and had some sinus surgery. You know, they knock you out, and then they dig it out, and then you bleed for a week. But all of a sudden, my goodness, I could breathe. Mm-hmm. And the last time I had something dug where I, not counting a kidney stone a number of years ago that sent me to the ER, the last time I was sick where I needed some kind of medical intervention had to be more than 35, 40 years ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, I dance to my own tune. No, that's not the right word.
That's okay.
I follow
Jack
my own
dance. Jack is a NICA chiropractor in Salt Lake City and also a GAPS practitioner. Comes to us with great experience and expertise. So I find this very compelling. We're going after the Russians in any number of ways, and one of the things we're doing is extracting from them the worst food that possibly could be exported from America, i.e., all of the McDonald's restaurants and Burger Kings and Starbucks and everything else, right? Isn't that what they're doing there?
Oh, this, I thought...
We're punishing the Russians. But.
Do you remember the satire newspaper called The Onion?
Yes, I do. Still around, I think.
I thought this was an article from The Onion when I first read it. I started laughing, and when I found out this was serious, you know, let's punish the Russians by denying them processed food and sugar-laden beverages that cause cancer and diabetes and massive weight gain and memory loss and organ failure and dementia. You know, if we take Starbucks sugar drinks away from them, if we take McDonald's bad oils away from them, if we take Coca-Cola's high fructose corn syrup away from them, you're going to have stronger Russian soldiers than you would have had before. And so when I read this, I thought, my goodness, here, the very thing that's causing millions of Americans cancer, obesity, and diabetes, we are going to stop giving the Russians.
Right.
And this was just too funny to not talk about.
Well,
but
I mean,
of course, it's a PR effort on the part of these big industries.
Sure.
You know, we're going to show them. We're not going to give them America's favorite food. You know.
Well, how much of the military has, or anybody over there? I remember when I went to Beijing, when I went to see Mao's tomb. You know, the big building has Mao's remains. And you walk out the back door, there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken on the left, and straight out the back door is a McDonald's. And they don't have it in Chinese either. Like the Russian McDonald's, over the McDonald's is McDonald's in Russian. But in China, there's all the English. English is spoken as a second language in China. And so they don't change the logos, they don't change the names, they don't change anything. I wonder whether the food... How do they... Ever think about this? How do they maintain consistency?
Oh yeah.
With the hamburgers that are mostly soy, if you will, how do they taste the same all over the United States? You go to Europe, they taste the same. You go to Russia and China, they all taste the same. How is that?
Well, a Snickers in Beijing is going to taste the same as a Snickers in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they go to every length. You know, when you talked about seeing these kinds of American businesses that are behind the tomb of Mao, Mary and I saw the same thing in Egypt, right across the street from the Sphinx, after we'd seen the pyramids, and then the Sphinx is right next to it, was a Kentucky Fried Chicken and a Pizza Hut.
Most people don't realize that the pyramids are built, the city's name is Giza.
Giza.
And you go into it, you're in the city, and you can see the pyramids. They're not off, they're there. And, you drive back into town, and that's, they have all these damn fast food restaurants there. Yeah. So go take a tour of the Sphinx, and then have a hamburger at McDonald's. There's the ad.
Well, the Russian soldiers are eating borscht, which is, fermented beet, and that's going to make them strong and healthy.
Is it? Okay. Yes. Well, we better blow up whatever the source of that is. All right. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Check out ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's his website with all the info about what he's pursuing informationally to help you out there at 59 After.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCMteam.com. Enlist in GCMteam.com and save America.